Hello, all you friendly Force users out there, and welcome to another episode of Echo Station Podcast. I'm Ian, and happy International Women's Day. I'm joined by my favorite woman ever. Sorry, Mom. My co-host, Chris.
Hi, everybody. Happy International Women's Day.
Isn't that rough, me just saying, sorry, Mom, get fucked. Here's my co-host that I like better.
Oh, no.
It's okay. She doesn't listen to this. It's fair.
Let's call it Galactic Women's Day.
Galactic Women's Day.
Galactic Women's Day.
Yes, today is International Women's Day, March 8th. We are recording this today. Really, every day should be International Women's Day, but that's just...
I'm really stoked that this has finally caught on in the U.S. because Women's Day has been like a really big deal in Europe, especially Western Europe, for a pretty long time. And I don't know. Like I remember for so long I would text my friends and be like, Happy Women's Day, and they would be like,
what?
Okay. Thanks.
Right, like thank you for letting us know that. Yeah.
It's a thing, guys. Come on, it's a thing.
it's I'm very happy that it is now a big thing in the US. So in honor of that, Chris and I, we were gonna do originally a double feature character spotlight on Ayla Secura and Shaak Ti. But we realized that if we go through the canon stuff for both of them, it wouldn't take up a whole hour, really.
Yeah,
it would take up maybe 30 minutes at most.
Not much to say, unfortunately.
Yeah. The legend stuff, there's so much to go off of for these two characters. But if we're going just strictly with canon, yeah, nothing.
Yeah. And I assume as time goes on and the current... I don't know. You know, the current Disney-held runs, comics and whatnot, go. There will be more. I'm sure that they'll pick them up and do something with them, because they're very interesting characters. Even just what is canonical right now is very interesting.
Yes. So we're like, well, what can we do? It's International Women's Day. So we're going to be talking about our favorite gals in the galaxy. Look at that.
Yay.
Galaxy gals.
I promise it won't just be another episode of us fangirling over Leia.
No, it's not going to be a fan episode of Leia, Ventress, or Ahsoka. It's going to be a fan episode of all, well, not all, but a lot of the women in Star Wars. But before we do that, we do have a bit of news, not necessarily Star Wars news that's been out and about in the world, but some personal news for the station. And that is that starting next month, which is, what is this month? March?
March.
Yeah. So starting April. Well, I guess actually technically starting after this episode, right?
Yeah.
So technically starting in March-ish, April. We're going to be going to one episode a month instead of bi-weekly. It's a lot easier for both of us recording-wise. Strenuous... stuff has been happening, and so
we just have a lot going on, you know, behind the scenes, and it's hard to really pin down a time to do this every couple weeks, and honestly there's not a lot to talk about right now either.
Correct. Yeah. Now when May the 4th hits, I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of stuff, and you know, towards December and all that stuff, but right now it's the best for us. Now that being said, we do have two miniseries still. We have the season 3 and finale of Padme's Closet, and then we have presumably the Book of Boba Fett in December. That's at least, it's still slated for that to be coming out. Those two miniseries will still be multiple episodes, because we cannot cram Padme's outfits into one long episode.
No, we cannot.
It would not be we can't do justice to those outfits that way. It's not fun. So those two series will still be their traditional miniseries with multiple episodes, yada, yada, yada. We still plan on getting a couple guests on. We're still working on that. So like when we get a guest on, we might do another episode the week after that, just because, you know, we don't want to maybe necessarily take up a whole month slot with just one guest. We can do, you know, another mini episode after that or something like that. But my cat's chasing her tail. She's on the bed and she's acting stupid. I'm just watching her. She's stupid. Anyway, sorry. So that's going to be happening, like I said, starting after this episode. Padme's Closet should be coming back, hopefully mid-May-ish, early May. We'll see.
Yeah.
And then obviously Book of Boba Fett will be still, hopefully, fingers crossed, December. We don't know.
Yeah. And if anything happens in the meantime, then we'll talk about it.
Obviously, you know, there's the Bad Batch coming out too. We'll be talking about that. Maybe not do a full series on those review episodes, but we'll definitely be talking about it when it comes out.
We'll talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick little break. And then we'll come back and we're just going to talk. We're just going to shoot the shit about women in the galaxy. Yeah, we're going to do that. All right. Be right back, guys. I like it. And we're back. Hello, everyone. If you hear a slight humming in the background, it's not a bomb. Don't worry. Well, at least I hope it's not a bomb.
Not yet.
Yeah.
No, it's my laundry. Sorry. Yeah. I record in the basement. My laundry's in the basement, and I gotta do laundry.
Yes. She has a family of laundry to do, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. Apologies ahead of time, but yeah. So let's just shoot the shit, yes?
Yeah.
So yeah, you go first.
I think this topic works so well with Star Wars because for a lot of women, I think Star Wars was like a gateway drug.
Yes.
Into science fiction because it did have a strong female character who wasn't just arm candy and wasn't dumb, you know, wasn't like some damsel in distress. I mean, you know, even though obviously the series starts with, we gotta go rescue the princess. It's obvious the princess can take care of her own shit when she really needs to. She's a
self-rescuing princess.
Yeah. So, I think that just off the bat, Leia's contribution to womanhood and to feminism is just, it's just massive. So, you know, of course, she will always be one of my favorite.
She's kind of the OG in that sense because before her, I don't remember many self-rescuing princesses who would just say, fuck off, men, let me do it my damn self.
Yeah, there weren't that many. not to crap too much on sci-fi, but it's not exactly a haven for women.
No. So yeah, definitely she's, I mean, we cannot have this day and not mention her. Just to, you know, we can't.
Yeah. And then from that, you know, so starting off that, you know, getting me into Star Wars, I mean, obviously Star Trek has really strong women. That's a big deal too. But it's not everybody's cup of tea.
Nope.
It's also my cup of tea, but it's not everybody's cup of tea.
You like mini tea.
Yeah. So from Leia, of course, so I loved Leia. Mm-hmm. Really, really got into the story. And then there were no more movies, so then I moved on to the books. And really early on, I think I was like 9, I found the Heir to the Empire trilogy by Timothy Zahn. And of course, that introduced me to my lifelong love of Mara Jade. And Mara Jade is, of course, an incredibly dynamic, awesome character who has a lot of depth, who has, you know, a very interesting character arc throughout that trilogy itself, but, you know, like, as she was used by other authors, you know, going down the line, just going from this hyper-trained assassin, almost like a, you know, like a puppet of the Emperor to being a pivotal Jedi, and, you know, a pivotal person in the reconstruction of the Jedi and mm-hmm. the Republic and whatnot. It's a really interesting arc. And the fact that she was also a really strong character, but broken in many ways, I kind of really latched onto that.
Yeah. And, I mean, she was created as a villain first.
Yes.
And then became, you know, the wife of Luke Skywalker and mm-hmm. then redeemer of some. And
yeah.
She was a fun character. I really do wish they'd bring her into the canon in some form. I really do. Like, there's so much to play with that character.
Yeah. I think it's hard because of the direction they've already gone in. But you know, we don't really get a tremendous amount of background on what happened to Luke between Return of the Jedi and
No, it's 30 years of, yeah.
And the sequel trilogy. So there's no, you know, there's no way for us to know that he wasn't married or that he didn't have a special person, and that, you know, that special person absolutely could have been part of his academy, his training thing, and could have been killed by Kylo. I mean, that would make sense for him. Excuse me. Beep, beep.
God, it's a bomb.
Yeah, it's a bomb.
Duck, duck.
Anyway, that would make sense for him, you know, completely wanting to go off the grid between feeling like he betrayed his family and then that leading to him losing two people he loved, basically.
Right.
And blaming himself for that, you know. I don't know. And he just may not have wanted to talk about that. So there's absolutely ways that they could canonize that, per se.
Without question.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, the galaxy, Star Wars is actually full of a lot of strong women, and I really have to give it up to Disney and Kathleen Kennedy for bringing more female characters, more female voices into Star Wars, because, without it, it was just Leia and Padme who basically had speaking lines in it. And, you know, with Kathleen Kennedy in charge and Disney, you've gotten Rey, you've gotten Rose, you've gotten, you know, all these characters in 7, 8, and 9, Kato Kalkonix, you've gotten, Vice Admiral Laura Dern.
Vice Admiral Holdo.
Thank you.
Laura Dern. Pew, pew.
Vice Admiral Laura Dern.
Lara Pew Pew Dern.
Yes. You know, and there's a bunch more obviously that, you know, we're kind of glossing over, but there's a lot in 7, 8, and 9 that deserve our praise. One, I mean, let's talk about Rey for a second.
I know everybody likes to crap on Rey for some reason. She's, well, we know why. But I love Rey. I think Rey is fantastic. I love her look. I love that, you know, it's not, I don't know. She's got a practical, interesting look. It's subdued. I love her. I love her youth and her, you know, her hopefulness. She really is a female Luke Skywalker. So it's hard not to love her.
It's fair. Yeah, she has a, you know, her sense of adventure and her sense of morality, and, you know, she's also very naive, though, too.
Yeah, she's, well, and that makes sense. She's very young.
Yeah. You know, you and I both did stupid shit when we were young and didn't trust a whole lot of people that we probably shouldn't have.
Well, and we were also not so, not sheltered, but we were not so kept from society as she was. I mean, like, she just lives in this tiny little awful bubble that is her life. Of course she's gonna be naive.
Yeah. And, you know, she's not a Mary Sue. That's just
no.
I
hate that. I hate the term Mary Sue. I know the whole thing behind a Mary Sue, because a Mary Sue is just a lead female character that's written like a male female character.
Yeah.
Or male character. Male lead character. Hang there on. Hold on. Male lead character.
There we go. Yeah.
That's it. I got there.
Took her a minute, but she's there, folks.
Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And it's just the whole concept
of it. But she's her own thing. And so I hate when she's called Mary Sue, because it's very much not that.
Yeah. No, if she's a Mary Sue, then Luke Skywalker is a Mary Sue.
Yeah. You know, and I can see why people maybe didn't like her at first, but I kind of thought The Last Jedi redeemed her.
Yeah, I liked her. I don't know. It's not the best story, but no, I liked her direction.
7, 8, and 9 stories was very muddled, like, especially with episode 9. We just actually tweeted on our Twitter, by the way, follow us at Echo Station Cast, a 5-issue so far comic that someone has drawn, yes, based off of the story and storyboards of the original episode 9.
What could have been? What could have been?
And it's so cool. And I just now hate The Rise of Skywalker after reading that. And I know I would never say that, but damn it, that's just...
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I enjoyed watching. I enjoyed watching The Rise of Skywalker. Yes. Like, I had fun. I had fun with it. But the longer time goes on, the more I watch the sequel trilogy, the more annoyed and angry I get of what could have been and what wasn't. It's just...
Yeah.
So frustrating. And a big part of that is that, you know, we didn't get a lot of really, really fleshed out female characters that we were given. We were given really good bases with Holdo, with Rey, with Rose, with Jaina. You know, that there could have been so much more that we could have explored.
They sidelined Rose, and they gave basically all her lines to Dominic Moynihan.
No, not Moynihan. No. That's a different guy.
That's a totally different guy.
Nope. God, that would have been so funny.
Hold on, I think I have a signature up on this card. Hang on.
You do? Oh, that's right.
I do. I opened a box of signature cards and I popped his. So let me see what it says. Hang on.
It's similar to Moynihan.
No, it is. It's Dominic Moynihan.
Yeah. It's not Moynihan, though. It's not Moynihan. That's a different actor.
Monaghan. Mary from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. The Hobbit guy.
They gave all of Rose's stuff to him because he's friends with J.J. Abrams and, you know, put him in the movie.
And that's how it works in the Hollywood Dick Club, apparently.
Yes, and so Rose had some really cool stuff to do, and they just gave it all to him, and I'm like, but Rose.
Yeah. I know, and I like him. Like,
I do too, and we're not dogging on him, it's just,
But why not just give him...
Give him things to do.
Give him his own thing.
Yeah.
Give him his own thing instead of taking it away from Rose.
Right. Another character we should mention that was in the sequel trilogy is Phasma.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God, I completely forgot.
As did most other people.
Right? Because forgettable. Completely forgettable. And it was such a great build-up to this really interesting character. And they're like, well, you can go read the book. Don't do that.
I know it. Yeah.
Don't do that. Oh my goodness. Oh, by the way, you do want to hear more from Kelly Marie Tran, Raya and the Last Dragon, for which she is the principal voice actress.
Such a good
movie. Is now out on Disney Plus, and it is beautiful.
It is worth the $30. Like Mulan was not worth the $30.
No, this is worth
$30.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I wanted to support that they're showing more movies like this, that they're focusing more on representative movies. It's really nice. It's beautiful. It's got a good story.
And Awkwafina's in it too, and Awkwafina's hilarious.
And Awkwafina is hilarious in it. Yeah. All of the voice acting is really on point for this movie. So plug that in there.
It's a great movie. Go watch it. So Phasma, again, such a cool character, and she is literally the Boba Fett of the sequel trilogy. Although she got to do more than Boba Fett did, let's be honest.
Yeah, but what she did didn't help.
No, it didn't. She looked cool doing it.
She
was very underutilized. I was so upset that they, you know, what they did to her, and they killed her off in 8. They could have easily kept her alive for episode 9, which that was the original plan. She was supposed to be alive, but they said nope. She's a really cool character, and I hope we get to see something with her backstory or something. I mean, there's not a whole lot you can do with her. There is, but there isn't at the same time. It's like,
I feel like if we get another series like the Clone Wars, but for, like the building the Republic and the rise of the First Order instead.
And we did. It's called Star Wars Resistance, and it was horrible.
We don't talk about Star Wars Resistance.
And she was in there too, by the way. But it was just—it was not a good show.
Was she? Oh God, dang it!
Yeah, Gwendolyn Christie voiced her in the first season.
I didn't know that because I didn't even watch the whole first season because it was that bad.
I literally only watched the episodes with her in it and Poe.
I watched like 3 episodes and I noped out.
Yeah.
It annoyed me so much.
No, it's fair.
Okay, yeah. So that doesn't count. So again, let me reiterate. If we get a Clone Wars-like series.
Okay, there we go. I see what you did there. I see what you did.
If we get a Rebels version of Resistance, then
I'll even take, a Rebels version of Resistance. I'll take it.
But no.
I'd rather have Clone Wars, but I'll take Rebels.
Yeah.
She was, like I said, a fun character, and she got a really cool duel with Finn, but again, so wasted.
Yep, totally wasted.
Wasted. And I mean, we're missing talking about a big character, which is Padme.
Yeah, well, we just haven't gotten to her, so now we will.
Okay, let's talk about Padme.
Yeah, no, Padme's great because once again, she comes in as a very well. She's written great, and I think that there were issues. With the last movie is where I always find the issues.
I find issues when he confesses to slaughtering women and children and men, and she goes, I want to just fuck you right now.
Yeah, so my headcanon is that he was force tricking her.
Stop
like
it. That,
he was like some, there was like some mind force fuckery rapage going on there.
Stop it.
Because she is a smart woman. She is so clever.
Not a real good taste in men, but politics, great.
Terrible taste in men. And you know what? And also, okay, so that really does humanize her. And that really does make her relatable. Because a lot of us, present company included, have terrible taste in men.
Hi, hello, it's us. We're the present company included.
Just abysmal taste in men.
Yeah, sometimes we catch a good one.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, we make great decisions in other realms of our life.
Yes.
And this is Padme. Padme is great at her job. She's good with people. She loses her mind for the dick.
Yeah.
This is what happens. For the space dick. Why it was that particular space dick, I don't know. Obi-Wan was right there, I don't know.
All right. Yeah. She's another great character in Star Wars. She really, you know, I think, actually, when you watch Episode 3, she's the only female character to have any lines in the whole movie. Yeah, there should be others, but she's the only one, because George cut out the rest of the scenes.
Yeah, there are some very questionable decisions that George made as a director when it comes to women, and one day I would love to personally ask him about those.
Oh, God.
Not in a bad way. Just be like,
sup?
What's up? Why?
And with the Clone Wars, with Episode 2 and 3, we got a lot of female characters from the Clone Wars that we really love.
Yes. So, again, the Clone Wars shines and is, you know, just exemplary about everything. Because, not only did it introduce new characters, new very strong female characters, it gave depth to a lot of pre-existing characters that had been brought up in the prequels, including Padme.
Correct.
But a lot for which we mentioned at the beginning of the show, for Ayla and for Shaak Ti.
Yes, Ayla and Shaak Ti are two big players in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, and they had some great episodes that was, you know, based around them. And
yes, and their designs are cool. I mean, a Twi'lek beautiful. Jedi. You don't really see Twi'leks as Jedis. You don't.
Yeah.
It's a rarity. And, you know, Shaak Ti was the first Togruta we saw in Episode 2. And then, of course, comes Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Which is another female favorite.
It's, I think that Ayla's a really good representation for her species.
Yeah, it shows that, you know, you don't have to be a slave and suck dick to survive.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. You're not just. No, you don't just have to be arm candy. But I also like the idea that, you know, she doesn't dress like a typical Jedi either.
No, yeah.
She's like, this is what my people wear.
It's my culture.
this is what we do, this is my culture, and I want to nod to that. Because
and the same thing again, with, like, you know, Shakti and, like, Luminara and Barriss. Yep. They, you know, yes, very much dress in their culture and their robes, which
yeah,
I do like that George gave each Jedi kind of, at least in that sense, their own look. Like, they weren't just the tunics that, you know, generic, Mace, yeah, Obi-Wan, Yoda, and all them yeah, wore.
Which, it's interesting that the men tend to be generic-looking clothing-wise.
Correct.
Generic Jedi-looking, but the women all seem to nod to whatever culture they come from, and I really like that.
Which, I'm not opposed to that. Yeah, that's fine.
No, I think it's very cool.
But yeah, two other characters really big that came from the Clone Wars, one being Ahsoka Tano.
Yes.
Which Who is...
obviously, you know, an entire force unto herself.
She's arguably more popular than... like Rey, for example.
Oh no, she absolutely is. Absolutely.
Like with kids, I think Rey's a little more popular, but like with, you know, teens and adults, Ahsoka takes the cake with that one.
See, I would argue that Ahsoka is more popular with kids.
See, I think adults though kind of more gravitate towards her because of her journey that she's been through.
Hmm.
And that she's a survivor and that, you know,
well, I know my own kids are Ahsoka fans.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think she resonates on both the scales, but I think a little yeah, more personally towards adults. I think
she's
just,
she's colorful, and she's interesting, and she has a really cool arc.
Yes, and, she yeah, has many, many arcs. And she crosses blades quite a few times with another fan favorite, which is yes, Asajj Ventress.
Yes.
We Ventress promised you...
fantastic villain.
We promised this would not be like a yeah, just a... talking about Ventress a lot, but we have to talk about her in this, so sorry.
But yeah, another very dynamic, well-written character, you know, who has obvious flaws, you know, aside from just being initially a villain, but
right,
is redeemable, you know, and has character depth and has, you know, her own moral compass, her own moral code that makes sense
towards the end of her life. Yeah. Yeah, she's another great, great, great character that I wish we would get more of. We're not going to, I don't think, but I wish we would get more of.
Yeah.
And like we mentioned, like Luminara, Barriss, Shakti, Ayla.
Yeah. I love that Ayla has like a French accent in the Clone Wars.
Oh, I love that the Twi'leks have French accents.
That always cracks me up.
Like, well, and she does it very, the voice actress who, Jennifer Hale, she... If you Google her, her IMDb page is literally like I think 5 pages long.
Oh wow!
Yeah, she's been in everything that you can think of.
That's funny.
But yeah, under Dave's instructions, that was, you know, what they wanted the Twi'leks to sound like, because she never had any speaking lines in Episode 3.
No, she didn't, and I mean we only get a little bit from Ula.
Yeah, which is in Huttese, so you don't get to hear anything.
Yeah.
So. You know, it's...
The Mandalorian ones don't. I mean, obviously they had a lot of lines, but they're just...
No, correct. But another Twi'lek we need to bring up as well is Hera.
Yes! Also
Hera, Hera, Sabine, those two in Rebels were great, great, great fleshed-out characters.
So Hera is alternate Space Mom.
Yeah.
Hera and Leia are Space Moms.
She's a fun, fun character. She's
no nonsense. I love it.
She takes no shit, but she's also very nurturing and very compassionate.
Yes.
She is very much like Leia in that sense.
One of my favorite interactions with her, like kind of just one-off interactions with her, is the one of the early episodes of Rebels with Lando.
Yes.
It's just such a great episode.
She's so just like cringing at his charm, and she's like, uh-huh, sure.
Yep.
She's fun. Also, two other characters we have to mention from the Clone Wars that made her way into Rebels as well is Bo-Katan.
Yes. Well, we've got three iterations of
Bo-Katan. Yes, we have Clone Wars, we have Rebels, and we have Mando. And they're all the same, but they're all a little different too. Like during the Clone Wars, she's very much in the first, you know, few arcs we see her in, she's very much with Death Watch.
Yeah.
She's very much in that terrorist group. She's very much, you know, kill or be killed.
She's young.
She is.
She's very young.
And then she evolves.
Yeah. I mean, and you can understand why, with everything that happens on her planet, with her sister being murdered, you know, yes, all these. Yeah.
And then, yeah, Rebels is her trying to take back Mandalore, trying to take it back for the people. Very much kind of a Mandalorian freedom fighter, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then Mando, she's on a mission to claim something to bring Mandalore peace, excuse me, again. So she's a fun character. Another kind of fun character that we've only seen in one iteration, but we've only seen in one movie is Jyn Erso.
Oh yeah, right.
And it sucks because she gets blown away. But
my God, that movie will never not break my heart. Like
it's the Star Wars Suicide Squad.
It is. It really is. And I knew, like halfway through the movie, I was like, none of these people are gonna live.
See, I didn't think that. I thought that they're just gonna go off and do other rebellious things. I'm like,
no.
Oh my God.
I was like, no, it doesn't. I was like, it doesn't make sense for any of these people.
Once K2 got it, I was like, okay, no one's going out of here alive.
Yep, no, everybody's gonna die.
Yeah.
And that is such a fascinating dynamic for a movie to have all of your lead heroes die. Perish.
Yeah. No one survives. Literally.
But it
no
works.
One
it's so effective. It's
oh,
so
it works,
effective.
But it just sucks that it works.
It's a Star Wars movie, but it is such a fantastic war movie.
Yeah.
I love it.
She's great in it. And then we also get, she was in episode 3, but her scenes got deleted. We get Mon Mothma.
Yes.
I love Mon Mothma. She, our friend Lydia Hartwell, cosplays as Mon Mothma beautifully,
yes,
might I add.
Fantastic Mon Mothma.
But she's coming back for the Andor series as well.
I love that she is a powerful leader. Well, that too. But that she has this very calming presence.
She does, and I don't, and it could be also because of her voice mixed with she wears like only white.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like Mon Mothma. In the Legends stuff, Mon Mothma plays a huge role in the New Republic.
Massive.
And stuff.
She becomes
Chancellor.
Yeah, she's super influential in especially on Leia's career.
Oh,
but
yeah.
in canon, she is as well. In canon, Mon Mothma is really what pulls Leia into the rebellion. She's kind of like her go-to person before Leia's parents even know that she's really in on this. there's some great writing by Claudia Gray.
Fantastic
for Mon Mothma's character, and I really enjoyed reading that.
Which you don't expect a character like that to have like much to do, but I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, no, she's just, I mean, she was the driving force of the rebellion. Absolutely.
We also, we should talk about some of like the B-side characters as well. B and C-side characters, because...
Well, we talked about Bo-Katan, but we didn't really talk about Satine.
Satine, yeah. She is the Duchess. She's leading people, and...
She's very much like Padme.
Yes.
She's very politically passionate. excuse me. I think it's interesting that she goes, you know, she bucks tradition of her people. Like she's very much about Mandalore and about Mandalorian pride, but at the same time, like, she's a pacifist. You know, and believes in being able to do things peacefully and talk things out and, you know, in a different way for Mandalore to be. I also like that it really brought more depth to Obi-Wan by having their relationship be a thing.
Fucked.
They fucked. They totally did. This is the real reason why Obi-Wan wasn't interested in Padme.
Yeah.
Because he had some little blonde on the side.
There you go. No, yeah, I like Satine. Again, our friend Lydia Hartwell
cosplayed as Satine.
Beautifully, again, might I add.
Yes.
Yeah, she kind of embodies Satine. Just, I'm very jealous that she can, one, pull off that outfit, because that's a really weird and hard outfit
to pull off. It is a very bizarre outfit, but it looks great.
Yeah. But yeah, so other some like B and C side characters, you have Aura Sing. You have Zam
so
Wessel.
Cool looking. Gosh.
You have Sice Noodles.
Oh yeah.
You have Ula, you have Linmi, you have Rystal, Griata, you have
Rosa's sister, whose name I'm forgetting.
Paige.
Paige.
I can remember Paige, but I couldn't remember Laura Dern's character. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, good job there.
Right? you have a lot of, you know, B and C side characters who wind up getting a lot to do in either comics or, you know, whatever it may be, but not necessarily so much in the movies. Like, Aura Singh had 5 seconds of screen time, if that, in episode 1, and she blew up.
Yeah. And people loved her because she was just this bizarrely striking character.
Yeah, she was like in a bright orange jumpsuit, a high ponytail, sniper on her back, and bald. Like, oh my god. She's
like pale as all hell and super tall, and yeah, it's really funny.
That's who you can do. You can do Aura Singh, you don't have to use any body paint.
Everybody has always told me I should do Aura Singh. And what I would do is I would just get a bald cap, and I would cut out a hole and just put my ponytail through it.
Basically. yeah, for those who don't know, Chris is like extremely pale. Like literally I'm looking at her on Zoom right now and it is just white. It's sad. Just blinding white, like Gandalf the White showing up the first time, white.
I mean, it doesn't help that my camera is ancient, and so I'm pretty much just, like, eyeballs and a mouth.
It's very fun. Like, it's always fun to do Zoom with her because it's just like that. But
I tried to buy another webcam, okay, but the pandemic happened, and then everybody bought a webcam. Yeah. And there were no more webcams.
That's fine. It's fair. I'm trying, like, there's a lot of female characters in Star Wars, and I should have gotten my Women of Star Wars book that I have. Which is fantastic, by the way. If you don't have that, go pick it up.
Well, I'm not even like touching on legend stuff. There was
so
much to dig for, and you know, in there, like I will always miss Jaina and the various Jedi Academy characters, because they were all fun and they had, you know, very prominent roles.
They were fun. Like the older
every single person that Luke Skywalker ever hooked up with and then was tragically murdered.
Yeah.
Because that was the way of Legends.
There's Darth Talon from Legends. There's, yes,
she is super cool looking.
Bastila Shaw, yeah. From the Old Republic.
Yeah, the cool yellow bell looking Jedi.
Which I don't know if she's canon.
Because that's so old.
I know, I don't know. Who also, by the way, she's voiced by the same actress who does Ayla's voice.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Jennifer Hill has done everything.
I should Google this person because I probably know who she is.
Oh, you know who she is. As soon as you listen to like voice clips and audio clips, you're like, oh, I know who this is. But
Jennifer Hill or Hale?
Hale, H-A-L-E.
That's what I thought you said. Canadian-American.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I totally know who she is.
Literally take 2 seconds. Yep, there we go.
Yep.
But, I just love the women of Star Wars, and I wish there was more. I wish that we would get a lot more. I know with Patty Jenkins doing a Star Wars movie, that we should hopefully get some great, really cool female pilots.
That'll be really cool. I think that's going to be awesome. Yeah.
And speaking of female, Iden Versio from Battlefront.
Oh, and her daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. Little Iden Versio. I don't remember her daughter's name.
I'm blanking. Zeb.
Is it Zeb? No. Is it?
I think so. I feel like it is. Hold on.
Zeb?
It's like, yeah. Oh god, my computer's listening. My computer's listening to me. It is Zay. Zay?
Zay.
Is it Zay? It's Zay. It's Zay.
Okay, I'm like, Zeb is on Rebels. He's not... Yeah.
No, it's Zay. I knew it was a Z. It's a Z thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Zay. Yeah. I'm like, that's not right.
Yeah. Zay and Iden are really cool characters.
They are. They're very fun.
And I would desperately love to see either or both of them in a live action.
Or continue in the games. I mean, obviously not Iden because she's dead. But I guess they could do Iden like during the years in between. They could definitely do that. Never mind.
Yeah, no, there's like a huge time jump. There's plenty of time for a rebel.
But yeah, there's a whole lot of female characters in Star Wars that obviously we didn't get to touch on, but we did talk about a good plenty. So do you have like a number one favorite that isn't like a main character?
Oh, that's a good question. Go. Everybody I keep thinking of is like a main character. Maybe Shaak Ti, just because she's, I like her voice, but just she's very, she's so powerful, but in a very like even keeled way.
Yeah.
Plus, I like the fact that she basically almost completely stopped all of Order 66 from happening. Like she was just like this close. Yeah, this close.
Super close. Just right, just on the tip of your tongue.
Right there. Like she knew something was up. She totally knew something was up. And then, yeah. And then missed.
Yeah. Do you consider Ahsoka a main character?
Yeah. I wasn't going to say Ventress because I consider her a main character.
Okay, damn it.
That's what I said, it's hard.
Yeah, so if I had to pick one... See, that is tricky. Very, very tricky. I really like Aura, because in the Clone Wars and the comics, she does some really cool stuff.
She's really cool. And in
the Legends, she was a former Jedi.
Yeah, she was badass in Legends, and they totally kneecapped her.
Yeah, she's just a bloodthirsty bounty hunter, and she collects lightsaber trophies much like Grievous did, and so I really liked her. She was so fun. She was cool.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So that about wraps us up here on this International Day of the Women.
Of the Women.
Of the Women. So don't forget to follow us at Echo Station Cast. Don't forget also with our schedule change that we'll be back in April with a new episode.
Yep, yep.
And then obviously Padme's Closet after that and various other things. So Chris, where can they find you?
You can find me at The Dirt Witch on Twitter and on Instagram. You can find me at Chris Jaded, and be sure to drop us a line, give us a shout out, tell us what your favorite female characters, your favorite women of Star Wars are.
Yes, tweet us, like I said, at Equestation Cast. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or really any podcast site that you find us on. We appreciate the feedback that you all give us. You can find me at IR Turner on the Twitters or at House of Turner Cosplay on the Instamograms. But until next time, guys, stay happy, stay healthy. Happy International Women's Day, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
Also, the Force is female. I'm going to piss off a bunch of people by saying that.
Female!
And end.